From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London in Washington. Hillary Clinton gets a coveted endorsement. President Barack Obama endorsed his former Secretary of State's bid to succeed him and urged Democrats to get in line behind her. The long-expected endorsement was delivered via web video.
So I want those of you who've been with me from the beginning of this incredible journey to be the first to know that I'm with her. I am fired up, and I cannot wait to get out there and campaign for Hillary.
The endorsement was part of a carefully orchestrated campaign aimed at easing Clinton's rival Bernie Sanders toward the exit and turning fully to the fight against Republican Donald Trump. Sanders did emerge from a meeting with the president today with a softened tone toward Clinton. Donald Trump, meanwhile, reacted on Twitter by mocking President Obama's endorsement of the presumptive Democratic nominee. Israel imposed travel restrictions Thursday on tens of thousands of Palestinians and sent hundreds of additional troops into the West Bank in response to a deadly shooting at a popular Tel Aviv tourist spot. But as the nation's leaders vowed tough responses, they stopped short of taking wider-scale military action. Israel's opposition leader, Isaac Herzog.
These were terrorists who came to kill citizens and frighten Israelis and try to break their life cycle. And that's why we are here in Sarona, to show that life continues as usual and we will not give up and we will never be deterred by terror.
Four people were killed in the shooting, which was the deadliest and most brazen since violence erupted last September. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks snapped a three-day winning streak. The Dow closed down 19 points. The S&P 500 lost 3. This is VOA.